tried to create a radio game on artificial intelligence.
Okay.
Earlier.
All right.
And I would like you to try to play this game.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I'm on board.
I'm going to tell you, I don't understand what it's doing. So that's going to be trouble.
That sounds like how we usually do things.
Now, my prompt was create a radio game where the host gives four words that have something in common with 25 clues, each slightly harder than the one before.
Okay.
Okay.
So the idea was 25 different things with four words each. Like I would give you book, phone, computer, tablet. And then you'd buzz in with what they have in common. Except I was looking for them to be a little more difficult than that. But instead I got this. And a little starry asterisk popped up on the side and it says, The Mystery Connection. Emphasis is my
own. I like that. I like
that. And then the host, which I guess is me, says, Welcome, everyone, to the Mystery Connection. Today, we're going to challenge your brains with a brand new set of four words. These words all have something surprising in common. But it won't be easy to guess. We'll give you 25 clues, with each one hinting a little closer to the connection.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
More than ever.
According to this, you're supposed to be yelling, Yes!
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 I didn't hear any of the rules. Do I need them?
There have been no rules, just an intro about AI. All right, here are your four words. Crown, deck, needle, ring.
Crown, deck, needle.
Kelly.
What do we have to do?
Tell me the connection between all four of the words. But I have 25 clues that this AI has given to help you get to it. And Kelly's already buzzing in now. Yeah. The four words, crown, deck, needle, ring.
I would say card game.
That's not it, I don't think.
Well,
you notice I said I don't think.
I don't know.
Because the AI is so gibberishy.
Perfect.
In this. I don't really know what it's shooting for. So I'm going to read you the clues. Clues 1 through 5 are, they start easy. I don't know how they can start easy if they're 25 and they build on them. I don't know what this means. All these words can be found on a person. Maitland, have you ever had a deck on you? D-E-C-K. I didn't mean that sounded
a deck. Deck.
That sounded worse when I didn't mean it that way. But,
yeah.
Like you,
sure.
You could have
cards. Yeah, you could have a deck of
you've worn
cards,
rings,
a deck of index cards.
You know, I guess like in your pocket, I suppose.
Yeah, sure.
Right. Okay.
Number two, you wouldn't want to step on any of them.
Okay, I wouldn't. All right.
What are we supposed to be guessing?
I don't know.
Because you're basically, these clues are just telling us exactly how all these things are related.
I don't think it did a great job. I think it's a bad prompt. Is
I
what it is.
I step on my deck every day.
Yeah.
These can all be made of metal.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I mean, those could be, yeah. I mean, a metal, metal decking.
I'm with Maitland. What exactly are you asking us to do?
One of them can tell time.
That was clearly the needle. Oh, yeah, I guess clocks have needles.
Yeah.
You call them hands wings. That.
I appreciate your effort,
hot
Maitland.
Wings. It's a watch.
Is that the answer, Free Beer?
I guess.
There are watch decks. Right.
I mean, you've got the crown for sure. Yeah, it would have a ring on the bezel. A little needle could be, the hands, the arms.
Okay.
And the deck.
There is a specific answer that it gives at 25. It says, that's right. All of these.
Does it make sense to you?
No.
Keep giving us.
Okay.
Clues/answers.
I mean, I guess, yes. Okay.
Of course.
Again, this is the AI-created game called The Mystery Connection.
Okay.
All right.
The four words, if you're just tuning in, that you're trying to find the commonality between all of them, and there's one specific thing that the artificial intelligence wants you to find. Crown, deck, needle, ring. Clues 6 through 10. They're getting harder now. I don't know what that means. Some of these words have specific numbers associated with them.
But what?
A crown equals jewels. A deck equals 52 cards. One of them is used for sewing.
Well,
yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, I mean,
you're
I
having
figure.
A stroke.
No, am I?
Yeah.
It kind of feels like it.
Like if I look at your iPad, are you actually reading?
Are there real words?
It's just a figment of your imagination.
One of them can be used for gambling. And royalty often wears one. That's clue 10.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. A deck, a crown. Yeah, I'm getting it. Okay. I mean,
he's telling me what these things
are. Like, I can tell you what a crown is. I mean,
some of these words could be used in phrases. Which one can't?
Oh, ring. Go ahead and try.
Never heard one.
One of them is used in medical procedures. One can be used for playing a game. You might find one on a ship. Focus on the word deck, part of the ship, it says, to give you the clue. Like, hey, dumb human. The artificial intelligence game.
Again, this is just telling me what those words are, though. I know the definition.
Okay, I'm going to bump ahead because to when it gets really, like, deep thoughty. Ready?
Okay.
Yeah.
Number 21. Imagine these words being placed on a flat surface. How would they look?
Okay.
Again, the four words, Hot Wings?
Crown, deck, needle, ring.
How would they look if they were all on a flat surface?
They would look like those things, flat.
No, according to this, all would likely be circular.
What? I ain't never seen a circular needle
or circular deck.
Well, I mean, cool. If you looked at a needle from the top angle, I guess it would be.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah. Think about the center of each word. What might you find there?
The center of each word?
Well, a vowel-ish.
Deck.
A space.
Yeah.
These words share a surprising geometrical property. Can you name it?
They could all be round.
Straight line or round.
A straight line or round, you say?
Yep.
That's right. Here's
perfect.
The answer. The connection is that all four words, when drawn on a flat surface, create a perfect circle. Did you get it?
No.
Let us know on our social media using hashtag mystery connection. That's what it says.
What?
If bonus round
lay
for those who
out,
guessed early.
A circle.
Here's a bonus. Can you name another word that shares this same connection?
Donut.
Tire.
Sorry, we were looking for button, coin, or planet.
Yeah.
The hardest game ever.
It's a little confounding.
I hate it.
So you don't want to play again?
Yes, I do.
I reworded it and I said, give me 25 sets of four words that have something in common. These, on the other hand, are too easy. You got to try some?
Yeah, yes, please.
Yes,
feel please. Better about yourself?
Yeah.
Gold, silver, copper, iron.
Elements.
Oh, those are all things that are stolen.
Oh, yeah.
Just looking for metals. So Kayla gets the point. Apple, orange, banana, grape.
Fruit.
Stupid.
We got it. We're finally
Yay!
Getting it.
Yay!
All right, let's make AI do us another game on the spot because it's so good at it. Okay, give me some parameters. We can do this.
Okay.
Make a radio game where the hosts have to, Steve, give me a word.
Compete.
Kelly.
For the love.
Of animated.
Cats.
Okay. Artificial intelligence. Again, this makes all of our jobs. Okay. Whoa. Really?
Is it a long game?
Okay.
Shockingly so.
I mean, there's a lot of animated cats.
Yeah, you got
Sylvester.
Garfield.
Heathcliff.
Oh, you said
Yeah,
Garfield.
Bill the Cat.
Okay, I might need to send this to one of you.
Okay. For what?
Because there's multiple parts. I mean, what do you want me to do?
I just want to compete for the love of an animated cat. That's all I want.
It shouldn't be that hard.
All right. Host number one.
Okay.
Who's that?
That's you, I guess.
Do you want to come over and share my microphone?
No.
Welcome, cat lovers, to Meow Madness. Today, we're not just spinning tunes. We're putting our feline fanaticism to the test.
This is Buckle a great
up.
Intro.
It's MJ versus Meows in the ultimate battle for the love of animated cats.
All right.
That's right. It's a great start.
Host number two. That's right. Whiskers, today we'll be competing in a series of cat-tastic challenges to impress the one and only Duchess Fluffy Bottom, the internet's most regal feline influencer.
Oh,
wow. Steve's nickname in college.
Oh, God. I got a lot of character work. Duchess Fluffy Bottom talks.
Wow.
Played with a high-pitched, regal voice. Greetings, mortals! I shall be the judge of your feline fancy. The victor shall earn a coveted chin scratch from yours truly and ultimate bragging rights.
Please don't touch my chin.
Wow.
All right, Duchess. Round one is cartoon cat charades. We'll take turns acting out iconic
cartoon cat
animated cats, and you have to guess who it is first. First up, Steve's feeling mischievous.
Is that?
Come over here, and I'll tell you who you're supposed to act out.
Okay. Oh, good. This will be great for the radio.
Okay, all right. Okay. Okay, so animated cat charades.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now act it out, Steve.
Meow. I like lasagna.
Garfield,
yes. Garfield. That's correct. That's a bingo, Duchess, it says.
Meow, I like lasagna.
Okay.
Show me a better Garfield impression.
Yeah. I hate Mondays.
I hate Mondays, yeah.
Well, that's all of our time. Thanks for listening to Meow Madness. Tune in next week for another perfectly entertaining
Wow.
Cat showdown.
That's the greatest game
really
I've ever played.
Good, yeah.
I don't think AI is quite ready yet. Take over. A fun little experiment, though.
I like Steve's. And I'm not saying little hands because your hands are little, just the way you did them to make them even littler.
Little paws.
Yeah. Little paws.
More of a bunny impression, though. I mean, yeah. Let's be honest.
No.